Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Maurice agreed to go to marriage counseling. John was in a depressed mood and refused to help Coretta prepare the house for Christmas. Ignatius agreed to let the Venezuelans renting Brian's house stay in one of his apartments. Right now, Coretta is on the phone with Ignatius.
All hits, all the time.
But Ignatius, you and Shelly can't continue like that forever. I know she hurting real bad.
You sick though? Because all these months you know she cheat with your nephew and you ain't saying a word to she. I couldn't deal with her. The guilt would have had me. But Ignatius, you really change, you know.
Coretta!
I can talk to you later, Ignatius. Bye.
You see me, Blue Cap?
John, you dress up and smelling good, my husband. Is where you going?
Going for a drink with Goldman.
But it's Christmas Eve, John. You just can't leave your wife and go and drink on Christmas Eve.
Look, I'm tired of listening to you nagging.
But Christmas Eve? I thought you would have helped me with the last minute preparations.
Coretta, I done make the pepper pot like I promised. I was clear that I want nothing else to do with Christmas.
But gosh, man, you just gonna left me and go out with Goldman on Christmas Eve of all days? How Dinah allowing though?
Dinah perhaps smarter than you. She knows that men need their time alone.
So you're saying I's a dunce?
See? Blowing everything out of proportion. Remember Blue Cap there, man?
I don't know nothing but no Blue Cap. But this is a new attitude you pick up, you know. I ain't gonna put up with it. You eyes pass me.
All the time you're pushing and pushing and nagging, and it's me eyes pass you?
Look, I know we got big problems. But when we went to Kokwani and spent the month, I thought we'd be coming back with a new attitude. I so excited about the starting of the craft business with you, but suddenly you acting funny.
This is not sudden, Coretta. How much can a man take, eh? I got to put my foot down.
Well, I guess this wouldn't be a Merry Christmas.
Look, I got out.
What time you coming back? John!
Marisa, are you coming? You're late.
I got caught up in traffic, Zeno. I'll be there soon.
This marriage counselor didn't have to see us on Christmas Eve. She made an exception because we said it was an emergency.
I said that or you said that?
You know we need help like yesterday.
Okay, I'll be there shortly.
How long?
Half an hour.
We're already 5 minutes late.
All right. Since you're going to have an attitude about it, I'm not coming.
So, I must just go in and tell the counselor who set aside time for us on Christmas Eve day that my idiot of an ex-husband isn't coming anymore?
It's amazing that such harsh words can come out of the mouth of someone with such a beautiful face.
Look, I'm done. It's obvious this whole marriage counseling thing was just a ploy, and you never intended to come.
Well, in that case, what am I doing here?
Really, Maurice?
Don't worry apologizing to me for what you just said. We'll make up over Christmas.
Look, let's just go in. I'm just tired of you and your nonsense.
You seem to be on edge. I'll calm you down when we get home.
Goldman, let me tell you something, bye. Coretta really getting on me nerves, you know. I started to regret marrying she.
Ah, come on, John. Be serious. Why you don't tell her the reason you're not too big on Christmas?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
She's your wife, John. She deserves an explanation, buddy.
Look, Christmas is not the only problem we got. All the time she aggravating me. Sometimes talking to me like if I she child.
John, I know back in the day you had a little problem with your hands, especially when you drink. But I know you change. I hope what you're going through with Coretta don't cause you to fall back.
She just keep pushing and pushing me, man.
Look, I think if you sit down and explain the reason you're not too big on Christmas, she gonna understand.
Knowing she, it gonna just cause another talking. And if she wrong talk about me dead wife, I might do something I regret.
You still love she, eh? After all these years.
11 years Ruth dead and left me. Was a Christmas day I would never forget.
You really think if you tell Coretta that your first wife died on Christmas Day, she won't have the heart to understand?
I just don't want to discuss it with she.
So what are you going to do, eh? Drink through the whole Christmas?
That is how it is get through every Christmas since Ruth died.
Come on, man. You got a new shot at love, and it looked like you're messing it up already. Is when you and Coretta got married?
Me. But it looked like the biggest mistake of my life now.
Don't say that, John.
Look, I just need to drink and forget about all this for a while.
2022 right around the corner. You and Coretta got all these nice plans to get into the island gas business.
Goldman, I even having second thoughts about going into business with she.
But if you have an opportunity to create a business and get into island gas, why not do it?
Coretta behaving like if we life depend on it. She even tell me if she the young, she would get qualified and apply for a job at ExxonMobil. So it look like I'm she's second option.
Man, you letting little things like that worry you? Not for we like to complain that we ain't even getting nothing and all we doing is sitting down with we hand full. What I realize with this island gas business is that you got to push, John.
Maybe I ain't got the energy.
Look, I don't like this defeatist attitude, man. John, just look at companies like ExxonMobil and draw inspiration. You know it's about 135 years ago the company started. And you know what they used to do back then? Market kerosene.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now ExxonMobil is one of the largest publicly traded petroleum and petrochemical companies in the world.
Well, look at that.
Now think about the persons who started the company, John. They had to have a vision, not so?
Well, I guess.
Good. And I sure the vision probably didn't even span over 135 years, but that is where we are. I say all that to say this, John. You don't know what could become of you and Coretta business. I know y'all don't have children together, but I know Coretta got children and you got niece and nephews. Legacy, Bano.
Yeah, it all sounds nice, but it's a lot of work. And when you got a woman nagging you, it's more difficult.
Look, a lot of things happening in this country with this island gas business. And if you're really determined, you could get in. Look, my niece called me a few weeks ago to tell me she's a part of the Center for Local Business Development.
Okay.
And when she called me, she had just completed phase two of the center's Accelerate Her program. There's a 9-week program with 16 female entrepreneurs learn marketing and business skills. They got mentorship. And it's not like they had to get up and go anywhere because we're still dealing with COVID. It was all virtual.
Good for them.
My point, John, is that you could sit down in your house and be learning the business right there.
So, You really feel I should go ahead with this thing with Coretta?
What you got to lose?
Maybe my peace.
Oh, come on. Coretta is not a bad woman. And the fact that she pushing for you to start this business is even more evidence, buddy.
Well, we know Coretta ain't gonna start no business that would become an ExxonMobil.
Gosh, man, is your wife you're talking about? And your business could be as small as just one or two people and still set you for life. Everything takes time, buddy. It took time for ExxonMobil to become the company it is today.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much time me and Coretta got.
Time is precious. That's why you need to get working on this thing ASAP.
I tell she when the New Year break.
Well, in the meantime, I think you should open up to she about Ruth.
She gonna probably get vexed that there's another woman got me into a place where I don't really like Christmas.
But Ruth wasn't just any woman, she was your wife.
You know Coretta would hear she own thing.
Look, man, y'all got to work on this thing.
Anyway, John, how things with you and Miss Dino?
I can't complain, John. Every night me sweetheart next to me, life is wonderful.
I hear Sister Patsy gone out the country.
Apparently she died to come in and case she wait quiet.
But you know if she's coming back?
Well, I guess we got to wait and see.
It seems like Murundai would be missing something without Sister Patsy.
So, hey, as long as they got telephone and WhatsApp and Facebook, I don't see Sister Patsy missing at all.
you know right, eh, Goldman?
Well, she and your wife into like one another. So when the two of them ready for cause one another, I tell you.
Watch all them nonsense I want Coretta stop. I don't want she behaving with certain things.
Careful, John. You're starting to sound like a control freak.
Look, I got to put my foot down with she. Coretta got to know who's the man in this marriage.
So how I did in today's counseling session, Mrs. Vero?
Maurice, don't get too ahead of yourself. It's just one session. Still a lot of work to be done.
I don't care how much work has to be done. As long as we're still together, that's all I care about.
You have to see the need for counseling. You have to want this for yourself, not because you want to be with me.
I'm going to counseling because I love you.
Maurice, the way you speak to me, you think that's love?
This again?
I mean, seriously.
You need to calm down. I went all the way to Escobar looking for you. You're the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning, and the last before bed at night. Look at everything I've done for you. Made sure you were educated, started a business, house, land, car, money in the bank. And you're questioning if I love you?
Love and control are not the same.
Zina, you're talking too much. It's Christmas Eve night. Let's break Christmas making love.
I still have to finish off some preparation. Waiting for the black cake to finish baking.
Turn off the oven. That could finish in the morning.
I can't just turn off the oven in the middle of baking cake. Be serious now. Let me finish.
Talking to that counselor made me realize even more how much I love you. Baby, I want to make love to you.
Little, please.
Come on, Zina.
Marisa, please stop.
Zina.
Ruth. Oh gosh, Ruth.
Is what this man mumbling in his sleep?
I miss you, Ruth. I really miss you.
John, wake up.
Huh? What?
Who is Ruth?
Coretta, leave me alone.
So wait, is another woman you got make you treating me like a dog?
Look, let me go and get a drink.
No. Don't come out this bed till you answer me. Who is Ruth?
Coretta, get off of me, man.
Oh, John! Why you push me?
Tell you, get off of me.
So you're gonna tell me who's Ruth?
Ruth is my dead wife, okay? She died on Christmas Day. 11 years ago. You satisfied now, Coretta? Eh? You satisfied?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.